Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
President Trump is suggesting that Iran is behind this week's attack on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. That area, including the Strait of Hormuz, is a very busy corridor for oil tankers. On our newsline, Tom Cloza, global head of energy analysis at the Oil Price Information Service. So, Tom, we're wondering, could this affect oil prices and then, of course, prices at the pumps?
I think it could ultimately impact prices, but it really has had very little impact in the last 2 days. Crude oil prices are up maybe about $1.50 from where they were, which was at multi-month lows. And actually on gasoline, you'd have to have probably some more bombs going off in the Persian Gulf to turn around the drop in gasoline prices that's really impacting all 50 states right now.
Yeah, we noticed that prices have actually been trending lower at the gas pumps. Isn't that kind of unusual for this time of year?
Not that unusual. We see it occasionally. The wholesale markets tend to peak around Cinco de Mayo every year, and the retail prices sometimes peak around Memorial Day. This year, it occurred earlier than that. And the problem is that as refineries come back up and start to get back into 100% utilization, they're producing too much gasoline. One of the consequences of the shale boom is that when you run shale crude, very light sweet crude, you get a lot more gasoline than you would prefer as a refiner. So really from now through the next few years, gasoline to a certain extent is going to be the unwanted hydrocarbon for the people that manufacture it. And that's a far cry from years ago when it was the marquee product for refiners.
I also suppose we are less reliant on oil out of the Persian Gulf than we were a generation ago.
Absolutely. We're going to see U.S. production of crude probably about 13 million to 13.3 million barrels a day by the end of the year. To give that context, when the first Arab Spring broke out, we were at about 5 million barrels a day. So we've more than doubled it, and if prices stay firm, we may go onward and upward from that. We actually have to export probably 3 or 4 million barrels a day, or else it backs up in our system here. So it's a good problem to have, although if prices weaken too much, that can destroy the entire development.
And quickly before we let you go, prices at the gas pumps this summer, you think lower than last summer?
I think lower than last summer. We're lower than last year for every state except California and Nevada. Those states will go lower than last year shortly. And I don't think, I don't think we're going to continue to see prices drop a nickel and a dime per week. We'll stabilize probably, but somewhere maybe 10 or 15 cents lower than we are now.
Tom Cloza at the Oil Price Information Service, thank you for talking with us.
Thanks, Steve.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.